Hi, I'm Zach. And here's what happened last time on Red Rock Mysteries.
Mrs. Watson, what's wrong?
My mother's brooch. Why would anybody steal it?
Do you think Crenshaw did it?
He knew Mrs. Watson was away. He had a key to her house.
A job?
For both of us?
Yep. A guy I flew today has a herd of alpacas.
Ashley, you're pathetic. Better be careful during field day. Awful things can happen, you know.
So, we'll check out the farm today, and then the Morrises leave Friday, the last day of school.
I'm so ready for school to be over.
What's up with the phone, Bryce? Still working on the burglaries?
Add Denise to your list.
Funny. Just because she's mean to you at school doesn't mean she could steal stuff from Mrs. Watson and Haley's family and the other folks in town.
Okay, who's on the list so far?
Delivery people, neighbors or acquaintances, Mr. Crenshaw.
Who's Crenshaw again?
Toby's dad. Paper delivery guy. He has a key to Mrs. Watson's place.
And he knew when some of the people were going to be gone, like Mrs. Watson. But some of the other families didn't get the paper.
If we're going to find Mrs. Watson's jewelry, we have to figure this out fast, before the trail gets cold.
All right, here's the farm. You'll need this code to get in the gate when you ride over.
I see you met Buck.
He's enormous.
He won't bite, will he?
He's a little cautious about strangers, but he'll warm up to you. Sam, good to see you.
Ty, this is Ashley and Bryce.
Yeah, I've heard good things about you two.
Thanks. What kind of dog is he?
Great Pyrenees. They're good with alpacas.
Do they herd them? You know, like those dogs that catch frisbees?
Border collies.
Buck, he doesn't herd or catch frisbees. He's a protector. He'll fight a bear, coyote, or even a mountain lion that's after one of them babies. He's had a couple of scrapes. You can see it on his leg here.
Ooh. Wow, that's a huge scar.
Yeah, you should have seen the other dog. They'll think twice before they come around here again. Come on, I'll show you the herd.
Whoa, I've never felt anything so soft. No wonder people wear sweaters and hats made... Oh, look at the little one.
The babies are called a Kriya, Ashley.
What's his name?
Well, that one's Milk Dud, for obvious reasons.
Oh, I get it. The yellow and brown. He looks just like the box.
Why is that one following me?
Well, that's Milk Dud's mama, and she's just making sure you're okay.
What's that sound? Are they humming?
Yeah, they do that when they're unsure of something. They communicate with sounds and body language.
Whoa, it's like they're inspecting us.
Well, alpacas are smart and curious.
And expensive.
Really? How much?
Well, Whitney in there is probably worth about 25, maybe 30 because she's pregnant. She's back there in the shadows, and she'll have her baby in a couple of months.
$30?
Oh, no,
$30,000. Whoa.
That's as much as a new car.
Well, the others are worth maybe 10 to 20. But now Max over there, he's a different story. One of his brothers just sold a few weeks ago for $375,000.
Wow.
So the guys are more valuable than girls, huh?
Watch it, Bryce.
Hey, if you guys want to, you could just spend a few nights here. We've got satellite TV and pizza in the freezer.
Awesome.
Yeah, just camp out on the couch or one of the back bedrooms.
Where are you guys going on vacation?
Headed to an island off the coast of Washington State. We'll fish and watch for whales. No phones, no electricity, just a week of relaxing.
It sounds like heaven.
Come on, I'll show you where the feed is and what you'll do every day. We do have a list of neighbors you can call if something comes up. Closest family lives over there, the Rugers. They have a daughter about your age.
You mean Denise?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh.
I don't know about this, Sam. Mountain lions, bears, coyotes?
There's no need to worry, okay? Buck will take care of them.
Seriously, Mom. He's as big as a horse. And you should see how cute the babies are. Oh, and Whitney's pregnant.
He came to your house.
Whitney?
One of the female alpacas. Mm-hmm. Mr. Morris said we don't have to do anything special, just keep things normal. But he gave us the number for the vet, just in case.
Are you sure nobody else knew you were leaving?
Who's he on the phone with?
Oh, he's just checking up on Mrs. Watson.
Okay, bye.
How's she doing, Bryce?
A little down. She said Crenshaw came to her house.
What for?
He heard what happened. Felt bad about her stuff getting stolen.
Do you believe it?
I don't know.
No, the egg stained the whole shirt. I had to throw it away.
You love that shirt.
Yeah, I know.
Timberline!
Uh-oh. Here comes the egg tosser. See you in band.
Okay, bye.
Is that you at the Morris farm yesterday?
Yeah, so?
You watching the herd while they're on vacation?
Why do you want to know, Denise?
Because they asked me first, but I said no. Better be careful, Ashley. A bear or a coyote could snatch up one of those little ones. Then how would you feel?
Don't threaten me, Denise. And don't threaten those animals.
So you walked away. That was good, right?
Yeah, but I still felt like I'd let God down.
Why? For being upset? Jesus got upset with the money changers.
But he didn't hate people.
You don't hate Denise.
Oh, you should read my diary. I'm not loving my enemies, Mom. I want revenge for her ruining my shirt, my life. How can I forgive someone who won't admit that she's doing anything wrong?
I know, but the Bible never says being a Christian is easy.
What's that?
A picture of your father. I still carry it. I've prayed for justice, for the people who were responsible. I've wondered if I'm required to forgive them.
I don't even know what forgiveness means.
I don't think it's a fuzzy feeling, and it's not about deserving it. None of us deserve God's forgiveness.
Well, but at least you asked him.
True, but what is it, really? Forgiveness, what does it look like?
I don't know, Mom.
Hello?
Oh, come in, Bryce, honey. I saw you coming and made you something.
You didn't have to do that, Mrs. Watson.
These should be nice and warm now. I'll get you some milk.
You feeling okay?
Oh, just my old bones slowing down. I'll be all right. Here you go.
Thank you. This tastes great.
But you didn't come here for cookies and milk, did you?
No. I wanted to ask. One more time.
Bryce, I told you. Nobody knew I was leaving.
You didn't tell the mailman? A neighborhood kid? I'm sorry to keep asking. Wait. On your calendar.
What is it?
What's this about getting your carpets cleaned?
Oh, I canceled that. It just got too hectic.
But the day before you left, it says car. What does that mean?
I was overdue for an oil change. My husband was always persnickety about oil changes.
Hi, can I help you?
I was wondering, a friend of mine, Mrs. Watson, came here last Wednesday. You weren't working, were you?
Oh, I know, Mrs. Watson. Hang on. Yeah, last Thursday. Pete worked on it. Is everything okay?
I'm trying to help her. Her car thing.
Her car thing?
Do you know if she told anyone she was headed out of town?
She didn't tell me. I can check with Pete.
Oh, no. Don't bother him. Just let me know. Here's my name and number.
Wow. A business card. Impressive. What's this about?
Some stuff of hers was stolen. I'm trying to help her find it.
No kidding. That's nice of you. But you're not implying anybody here would take stuff from Mrs. Watson.
No. I'm just looking for clues.
Okay. Tell Mrs. Watson Jan said hi.
Here's another one. I can't believe she'd do this. Ashley is a spaz. This one has your cell phone number on it. How would she know that?
I don't know.
You could really get her in trouble for threatening you.
Yeah, but I have a better idea.
Denise.
Oh, hi, Ashley. What you got there?
You know what I have? The notes you taped all over the school about me.
What makes you think I did that?
Look, this has gone far enough. Everyone knows you hate me. I can handle that. But if you keep threatening, Mr. Forrester's gonna call your parents, and then he'll call mine. So why don't we end the year trying to get along? I'll forget the stuff you pulled, and we can move on.
You and your brother think you're special because you ride those ATVs? You're the teacher's pets. All that Christian stuff you talk about? No deal, Timberline. I don't make deals with jerks.
Bryce, can Haley and I be alone?
One more question. Have you guys had car trouble lately?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Yeah, Dad had some new tires put on. An oil change, that kind of thing.
Does he go to the instant oil place in town?
No, he swears by Carhartts. Won't take it anywhere else.
Well, do you...
Bryce.
Okay. I'm going.
Okay, so finish the story. Did you scratch your eyes out?
I wanted to, but no. She wouldn't call a truce. And I can't forgive someone who doesn't ask for it.
Why are you so hung up on this forgiveness thing?
I want to turn the other cheek. You know, not repay evil for evil.
I don't get it.
Haley, if you want to follow Jesus, you have to forgive.
Not if the other person isn't sorry.
I thought the same thing. But it doesn't seem to matter. I have to forgive her. Or at least not want to scratch her eyes out.
I don't think I'd ever be able to do that.
Let's just hope Denise doesn't try anything else.
Red Rock police are investigating a string of thefts reported by area residents.
Hey, Bryce, take a look at this.
At least six homes have been robbed of valuables.
Red Rock made the news?
No apparent sign of forced entry. Yesterday, police discovered Civil War artifacts belonging to Robert Gerald of Red Rock.
Hey, I know that guy.
Avenue.
He came to our school
the
once.
The items have been reported missing from Gerald's home 2 weeks ago.
Huh.
The pawn shop owner turned the items over to police and said his young son had bought the pieces and failed to record information on the seller.
What?
Some of these artifacts have been in my family since the 1860s. They are priceless to me. I'm just glad we got them back.
What do you think?
I think I want to talk with him. Thanks, Sam.
Welcome to the war room.
You made a whole building for the memorabilia?
I had it in a spare bedroom, then moved it to the basement. It's better to keep it out here. Though, after the robbery, I don't know.
Did you get everything back?
Pretty much. The oldest stuff is back here. That sword is from the Revolutionary War. This is a jacket worn by the troops in Afghanistan. And there's everything in between. Musket balls, arrowheads. Now, this is one of the pieces they stole. This saber was worn by my great-great-grandfather in the Battle of Vicksburg. See right there? His name's etched on the handle.
Who do you think took it?
Police don't know. Pawn shop guy was no help.
How many people know about your collection?
Only every kid in every school around here. I've had stories written in the paper.
And where were you when they broke in?
My wife and I were on an overnight to Blackhawk. When we got back, I came in here to check. There's no way in except that door.
They had to have had a key. Or they could pick the lock.
There's no picking that lock.
Well, did anyone know where you were going?
Just a neighbor. We watch out for each other.
Nobody else had a key?
Nope.
And where do you keep the key?
With all the rest of them. Car keys, house key.
One more thing. Did you have anything done to your car before you went to Blackhawk?
Well, now that you mention it, I had a new timing belt installed before we left, but that's it.
And where did you have that done?
Over at Carhartts. They do good work.
That sounds like a cool job, Bryce. How much are they gonna pay?
You know what? We never talked about pay.
I know a kid who got paid $100 for walking a dog and feeding a cat for a week. I would have done it for half that. You could get some serious money for a herd of alpacas.
Hmm. Hey, Toby.
Hi, Ashley. What's it feel like to be rich?
What do you mean?
Toby thinks Mr. Morris will pay us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you two need some help.
I think Ashley and I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It wouldn't hurt to have another pair of eyes. Oh, I heard about another kid who had some stuff stolen.
Who?
Stan, a sixth grader. They went out of town for a funeral, and when they got back, stuff was missing. Coins his dad collected, jewelry.
Who died?
What?
The funeral. Who was it for?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody in Utah? Car accident, I think.
That's sad. Must have been hard to go to a funeral and come back to find your stuff stolen.
Have the police said anything?
I don't know. Ask him, he's right over there.
Okay, be right back.
So, how's your lunch?
Fine.
You excited for school to be over?
Yeah, one more day. Are you glad it's almost over?
More than ever.
Because of the Denise thing, huh? I've seen her picking on you. Putting those notes up. The egg thing.
I don't know why people have to be so mean.
Yeah. Me either.
What did he say?
They got the news late at night and left for the airport the next day.
Why is that bad?
Bryce thought the burglaries had something to do with the repair shop in town.
Why?
Because everything's pointing to there.
Why is it so important to you guys? You didn't have stuff stolen.
A friend of ours lost some valuable things. Mrs. Watson. We're trying to help her find them.
You two must be excited about the last day of school, huh?
Yeah. This job will be a great start to the summer.
Oh, how's Whitney doing?
She's a little nervous. She can tell something's up.
Will it hurt her not to have you around?
Oh, she'll get used to you two. Just talk in nice tones and reassure that everything's going to be all right.
What did you want to show us out here?
Right over there where Buck is.
Oof. How'd that happen?
Well, from the way Buck is reacting, probably a bear. A few yards that way, you can still see some droppings.
And the smell, it's still hanging around.
Yeah, so I'm going to patch this spot with the wire. I wanted you to see it. If you find a hole like this, call the Rugers. Bob can help you fix it.
Great. Do the bears usually come at night?
Oh, they eat anytime they're hungry. Just like my kids, which is all the time. A lot of people find their trash cans overturned in the middle of the night. Sounds like their breakfast is done. Now, I meant it when I said you two are welcome to stay overnight. Now you have the key.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Morris, what if the bear comes back during the day?
Buck will take care of the place.
But what if it comes back while we're here?
Well, I'm glad you're concerned, Ashley. If you weren't, it would make me nervous. You two are going to do just fine.
So tell me about your last day of school. Everything go okay?
I guess.
And the job at the farm doesn't overwhelm you?
I'm actually looking forward to it. We'll be fine.
What's up? You don't sound too sure of that.
I don't know. I was walking around the alpacas.
Are you afraid something's gonna happen out there?
Don't get the willies on me, Mom.
Then tell me what you're thinking.
Well, when Bryce left, I walked out there, like, among the alpacas. What? Did I say something funny?
No, I was just thinking about a book you could write. Ashley of the Alpacas.
Stop. It's really peaceful out there, and I felt safe with Buck patrolling the place. And then I heard this noise.
Noise?
Mom.
I'm not getting the willies.
I wonder if a bear comes out there while we're gone. Like, what would happen? Whitney, that's the pregnant one. She was in the barn, and it was almost like she could sense something. And I tried to calm her, but I don't think it worked.
This is what I like about you. You care so much about everything you do.
You mean I care too much?
I didn't say that. This is the way God made you, very sensitive. Don't push it down or apologize for it.
Well, I triple-checked that all the gates were closed and the animals had enough food and water. And when I got to the end of the driveway, I closed the main gate and this car came barreling down on me. And Denise was in the back seat.
Denise from band, right?
Denise the problem.
Are you worried that Denise will cause you trouble over there?
She's got a party at her house tomorrow night. A bunch of kids are going.
And you weren't invited?
I wouldn't want to go, even if I was.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Well, sweetie, these are tough years. I won't pretend they're not, but they're good, too. You're learning things some kids never learn.
I don't like learning things the hard way.
None of us do, but at least you're learning, right?
I guess.
Am I interrupting something?
No, come on in, Sam.
No, it can wait.
It's okay, we're finished.
Well, it's about my truck. You know I have to fly this weekend, and I gotta take the truck into Carhartt's.
Is it the exhaust?
That and something with the timing. It's running rough. I think I'll schedule it for next week.
Why not take it in tomorrow morning? They're open Saturday, right?
Yeah, but if I leave it, that means you have to drive me and pick me up.
I don't mind. It'll give us some time to talk and smooch.
Sick! Mom, stop it!
That'd be great. The ride and the smooching.
I can't believe you guys. Bryce, no! It won't work!
Why not? It's perfect!
Well, first, Sam will see you.
No way. Not if I put a blanket on the floor of the back seat. Plus, you'll think I'm sleeping in after our last day of school. He won't look back there.
Okay, let's say he doesn't see you. What are you gonna do when he gets to Carhartt's?
Stay in the truck. Listen to the guys in the shop. I really think there's a connection between the burglaries and Carhartt's.
And what if Mom asks about you?
You cover for me. It'll be easy with the farm job.
You want me to lie to her?
Well, no, just tell her I'm working on something. That's true.
And what if the people at the repair shop find you?
You can speak at my funeral.
Yeah, right.
Look, this will either confirm my suspicion or let us move on to another theory. I gotta do this.
Bryce?
Yeah, I'm in.
What do you mean you're in?
I'm in the truck. Sam just went into Carhartt's.
How do you do it?
I told you. I hid in the back seat. I mean, next time to bring an extra blanket. It got cold last night.
And you're sure Sam didn't see you?
I'm sure. But he almost hurt me.
How?
I about laughed my head off. Sam sings along with the radio when no one's around. Did you know that? Hang on. I think that's Mom's horn.
Bryce, I don't like this.
I'm fine. Yeah, that's Mom. Okay, he's getting in the car.
Bryce, what if the bad guys are there and they find you out?
They're not gonna find me.
It'll get hot in there, though. Did you bring stuff to drink? To eat?
Trust me. Just get to the farm and feed. Okay, hang on.
Bryce, what's going on? Bryce, get out of there! Bryce!
Oh boy, I hope Bryce is gonna be okay. That might not have been his most brilliant idea. But I guess we're gonna have to wait until next week to find out exactly what happens. In the meantime, what do you guys think about that situation between Ashley and Denise? I mean, Denise is really pushing Ashley into a corner. And Ashley was right, the Bible does say we're supposed to forgive, but how do you think she's gonna do that? If you have some ideas, we'd love for you to share them with us. You can do that by emailing us at redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. And while you're at it, you can also let us know your theories about those burglaries. Today's episode, Wild Rescue Part 2, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve O'Dell, with post-production by Glenn West and Todd Bastide. Music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is our executive producer, and I'm Zach. Red Rock Mysteries continues next week right here.